It's good as we come to the close of our service to reflect on the meaning of the first Good Friday. There is a painting which depicts the mythical character of Faust playing chess with the devil. And it seems as if Faust is in a hopeless position. His pieces are all over the place. The devil is in control. The devil leers across the chessboard at his opponent. Indeed, it seems that the devil has him in checkmate. The painting was hung in a gallery and people came in and looked at it. And one day a chess grandmaster came in and studied the painting. He went away and he came back and he looked again. He went away and he came back and he looked again. And suddenly a great cry rang through the gallery. No, there is another move. There is another move. The grandmaster had discovered that Faust's position was not entirely hopeless. There was something more that he could do, a move that he could make that would provide a way of escape. And as far as we're concerned, faced with the devil and his accusations, it looks as if we are in a hopeless position. The devil calls attention to our sin and our shame and our rebellion. It seems that we are all over the place and there is nothing that we can do. And yet, there is another move. Not a move that we can make, but a move that Jesus makes on our behalf. Through the cross, he provides us with a way of escape. We see that really in all of our readings today. And I just want to focus on the final one and the two cries that Jesus gives from the cross that just illuminate this new move to us and show us why it is so significant and so wonderful. First of all, the cry, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which translated means, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus is quoting from the beginning of Psalm 22, and it's a messianic psalm that shows Messiah abandoned by God the Father. It's an extraordinary thing that Jesus, who enjoyed unbroken fellowship with his Father, in this moment is separated from his love. It's there for us in the modern song by Stuart Townend, How Deep the Father's Love. It's there in the line, the Father turns his face away. The cross was a God-forsaken place because there, at the cross, Jesus pays the price, Jesus pays the penalty for our sin, for our rebellion, for our shame. He stands in our place. He stands in the gap, as it were, to make a relationship with God the Father possible. My God, why have you forsaken me? A terrible cry for Jesus, but salvation for us. And this is highlighted by the second cry, indeed the final cry of Jesus from the cross. Cried out with a loud voice, and he gave up his spirit. The other Gospels show us that this particular cry is, it is finished, tetelestai. And again, it comes from Psalm 22, right at the very end, where it is rendered, he has done it. Jesus says, it's finished. In effect, I have done it. I've paid the price. It's completed. Earlier, my God, why have you forsaken me? The backdrop to that is the thick darkness that descends. But now there is another sign, a wonderful sign, as there is an earthquake, the tombs open, and the dead are raised in anticipation of Jesus' resurrection. He's paid the price. He's paid it all. He's done it. And we are free. The British have an expression, paid on the nail, and it denotes an immediate and full payment. And here we see that, yeah, sin, shame and rebellion, it's paid on the nail by Jesus Christ. He has done it all. So many things we could say about this to elaborate and apply it. And it is important that we apply God's word, and we seek to do that Sunday by Sunday, service by service. What practical difference is this going to make to our lives? But today, I just sense God is saying, you don't need an application. You don't need to go out and do anything. You just need to sit and wonder and worship. God the Father says to us, my son Jesus went through this for you. Utter the terrible cry of dereliction. My God, why have you forsaken me? Utter the cry of triumph. It is finished. And all of this he did for you. Yes, we need to apply this. Yes, we need to be transformed. But right now, all we need to do is sit and wonder and worship and say thank you to Jesus, who paid the price for us. Just going to pause and lead us in a prayer of reflection. Father God, thank you that Jesus took our place on the cross, this place of being abandoned by you. And yet, Father, you in Christ were saving the world. We thank you for your amazing grace to us. And today, we just sit and wonder and worship. And we say thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, one God, for all that you have done. And thank you especially, Lord Jesus, for the price you paid. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.